To err is human, to forgive is divine. Welcome to the exercise in self-forgiveness. And I think this is probably one that you might want to keep and use for a long time, because all of us are too hard on ourselves. When you really look at it, if you're really honest, when you take all of the circumstances into account, at any given moment, you and every other person is probably doing the very best that they can do. But we don't accept that. We feel bad about ourselves and we criticize ourselves harshly and unnecessarily. I want you to start thinking about yourself as existing on two levels. A conditioned human personal self, your personality, which is made of your body, your feelings, your mind, your character, your conditioning, your history, your genetics, all that stuff. And a higher self, a soul, a spark of God, a piece of the infinite, the part of you that is always at rest and connected with the Creator. You are both of these things at the same time. And it's that understanding which will enable you to seek forgiveness and find it from your divine self, to grant it to your personal self. I assume that by now you have a pretty good idea of what you want to forgive in yourself. Maybe you made that list I talked about of all the faults and problems that you would like to feel better about, character defects, as they call them in the 12-step program. You might have some big things on your list like, well, you know, I lie a lot, and it's not good. Or I have this overeating problem, or I'm not responsible to some things I need to be responsible for. They may be real or imagined failings, but it doesn't matter. Whatever your real or imagined failings are, you've done enough suffering about them. So how about if we just take it to the source and ask for help with it, and then go on?